better our rejoicing. Did you catch it? The more illuminated a person is, the more meaningful is rejoicing. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 13. Your rejoicing will be meaningful. Glory be to God. Your rejoicing will be meaningful. You haven't seen some people when they are rejoicing, they'll say, what's making him happy? Oh, you don't know. They belie, like, you know, and some people, they have rejoicing is funny. Because when you see what is surrounding them, you know that they are not taking this thing serious. You know? But your own rejoicing will be meaningful. People will see your rejoicing and they will seek your type of rejoicing. Thank you, precious Jesus. Ephesians chapter 5. See what the Bible says here. It says, but everything exposed by the light becomes visible. Now, listen to the next sentence. And everything that is illuminated acquires the nature of light. Well, that's you. That's you. Amen. I said, that's you. People will trace life to your light. Amen. Let's lift up our hands to God and thank Him for the illumination. He said, everything that is illuminated by the light of God acquires that nature. It begins to illuminate, it begins to, you know, beam too. You will be shining. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' name we prayed. Have your seat in His presence and welcome to God's house. For those who travel afar and traverse so long, can I welcome back? Like I always say, the best part of your trip is your coming back. For us, that's the best part. It's so a great joy and delight to see you. We sure need a lot of travel mercies. We had a friend, fellow, in fact, I know two people, went to Nigeria. They didn't come back. But thank God you came back. One fell into the hands of kidnappers. And he didn't recover. One was involved in an accident. And he didn't come back. His families were here. In fact, you won't see evil. So we thank God who took you to every place, but was with you in every place. Welcome back. You were missed, all of you. And those who are still in transit, we bid you. You know how Bible says the spirit and the bride says, come. So we say, come in Jesus' name. You will come well and you'll find us well too in Jesus' name. I bring you a word from the Lord, children of light. Children of light. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Let's start from verse 4 in NIV. Oh yeah, leave it there like that in NIV. See what it says. It says, but you, Lighthouse, glory be to God. Did you see us there? Brothers and sisters. Now, that's a localization of a tribe. The reason why we use brother and sister in church is because we are joint heirs. Are you here? You may be born in Honolulu or like me. Where, if I mention the name, sir, you say, where is that? You know how many people ask me, where are you from? I said, there's no point telling you. I was between 58th Street and 34th Street in New York on the subway. And somebody, one guy met me. I mean, you know, we both meet our train. You know how once you meet the train, you'll be the first person on the platform, right? You catch it. Once you miss the train, you'll be the first person on the platform because everybody else went with the train but you. So we both missed the train. You know how you just ran and the door is locked. So we had to cope with each other. You know what I'm saying? So he looked at me and maybe wanted a conversation. He said, "Where are you from?" I didn't mean to answer like that, but my spirit answered him. I said, "I'm from above." My people, you know, I don't know what he wanted to do with it before, maybe to scale me to size. Oh, but my God, I took that discussion to a new dimension. "Mommy," she said, "what does that mean?" And I began to share the word of God with him. When the train came, we both got in the train. And between 58, two stops, between 58 and 34, this man told me everything about him. When we came out of the train, he told me to pray for him. Glory be to God. He that is from above is above all. My prayer is that you will locate your tribe. You locate your tribe. Thank God for Mommy's testimony. Hallelujah. I say you will locate your tribe in the name of Jesus. He said, "But you, brothers and sisters, you are not in darkness." That's not your tribe. So that this day should surprise you like a thief. Because of our position and our posture, some things are open to us. That's what happened between me and that man. I don't know. Maybe if I told him I'm from somewhere else, he may pity me. He may look me as I need help. But in our tribe, we help. Glory be to God. No, we don't look for help. Our help cometh from above. Are you here, Lighthouse? It's not pride to boast in God. Because the Bible says, "Let him that boasteth." Abraham said to those kings of Sodom, he said, "I've lifted up my hands to God. I will not let you say you made Abraham rich." You know, they helped him at war, or he helped them at war to rescue Lot. You remember that story? So when they came back, they said, "Oh, okay, what can we do for you now? Okay, from the spoil." He said, no, don't worry. I don't need that." My prayer is that you will understand your tribe in the name of Jesus. Somebody came here, "Oh, to the glory of God, we are not boasting. We don't know anything. We don't really know God." And you know, well, it mean well. It was a first timer. And I meet first timer every time after the service. Well, God met him during the service. God met him. He came from Texas. And he said, "Now I know why God brought me here." But he was leaving the next day. And he said, "What does the church need?" I said, "No, we don't have need here. We meet need here." Give God the hand clap. No, I'm not going to, because of that, be telling him we need slap speaker. He met us speaking. Praise God. Let somebody praise the Lord. 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 Hallelujah. One time somebody came. He said, "What does..." Another time. I said, "What does the church need?" I said, "Our church doesn't need anything." I said, do you see anything we don't have here?" He said, "What about projector?" I said, "That's projector." Glory be to God. No. To God alone be all the glory. Can I tell you how this church runs? Before the need arises, I've told you this a long time ago. God said, what we don't have is what we don't need. That's how you gauge how we are here. Are you here? Yeah. It's the light we walk in from the start. Well, I'm describing your tribe to you. Because you'll be looking at me as if, no, it's not my church. I'm not the only. We are all under the same cover. Praise the Lord. It's not my church. I just come like you. Anyway, you stay in your tribe. But let's go on quickly. He said, Ye are all. Oh my God. Give God the hand clap. He said, ye are all children of the light. Ye are all children of the light. Ephesians 5:13. Glory be to God. It says, but everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated. I want to share with you today, children of light, with emphasis on children. Did you catch that? Children. That word children is a derived term. When something is derived from another thing, it becomes the offspring of that same thing. Because that's what the scripture is saying here. It's everything that is illuminated becomes a light. Where does that light come from? From the light that shone upon it. Praise God. The word children is the same word the Bible used as to begot or beget. You know, if you read your Bible, you say, Tunde beget, like by their, you know, they will list, and you don't want to read it. Because you now says, you know what, I don't have time for this. But those beget, oh, they are there to beget something. If you study those genealogy properly, it's not erratic at all. And it's designed and desired to be understood. Because if you count the number of how that thing transitioned, it makes better sense. Hallelujah. But let's just go on. Children. Our children are derived from us. Are you here? Now, this will craft chaos big time. So, buckle up. I shared with you, I didn't think about this at that time, but because it was later I thought about it. You know, I shared with you, I said, in our tribe, we sleep how? Give God the hand clap. Mommy, in my family, if we are sleeping and you come, you think we are awake because our eyes will be opened. Glory be to God. So, everybody except D, and you can understand why. She was from another tribe. Give God the hand clap. So, we don't do DNA. We look at you when you sleep. My mom's eyes were so wide open. She warned us before she died. She knew our eyes would be left open. She said, once I die, close my eyes. Glory be to God. I'm just sharing that with you. So in our tribe, how do we sleep? Give God the hand clap. Hallelujah. I'm sharing something with you about children. Because children derive. Say they derive. Can I tell you a secret? Or you know, before you start calling people my daddy. For somebody to qualify as your father, you must derive from them. You must do what? Yeah. You saw somebody in the parking lot, he prayed for you, you shook. He said, my father in the Lord. You can't do that. Because a father, you don't only derive, he sustains. Are you here? Yeah. Paul said, You have many teachers. I'm sharing with you because I owe you a responsibility, so that you won't inherit what does not belong to you. You think all those people are true? Oh, no, no. They are looking for children. You know, some of them are so barren, they are looking for who to carry forward. Are you here? I'm sharing this with you. No. A father is something you derive from. And a child is a derived product. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can I tell you a secret? I know people who derive from me. And I thank God for their lives. And I know from whom I derive. Glory be to God. Are you here, Lighthouse? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Children are derived or begotten. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. See what it says. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And before anybody calls you my daddy, check what is being derived. Are you here? God will grant all of us good understanding in Jesus' name. See what he said. 1 Peter chapter 1 from verse 23. Let's go to KJV now. Good God bless you. He said, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth forever. That's where we are derived from an incorruptible seed. Are you here? Children are derived. So this is how we, and that's why as a Christian, you walk in darkness, but you are not influenced by the darkness. Are you here? As a Christian, God wants us to be incorruptible. You will be in the midst, you will make contact, but not contaminated. Now, if a Christian is corruptible, that is unpalatable. Are you here? And I'm sharing this with you because the seed from which you are derived is what? It's not susceptible to change. In your office, it's a dark environment there, but you are incorruptible. You make contact without being contaminated. Okay? You are incorruptible. They will throw it at you, but you won't bite. Are you here? Of course. This world is a black and dark place, and it should not surprise you. Except that you are incorruptible. They will see you sleep awake. Are you here, Lighthouse? Because in our tribe, how do we sleep? Sleep awake. When we are incorruptible, when we are corruptible, we don't bear the right seed. Okay? Mommy, I thank God I don't know anything. I only know God. Glory be to God. We're having a team meeting. There are many at the table. And somebody used a foul language. I thank God I don't know anything. But he turned to me and said, "Sonny, I'm sorry about that. And I'm not the boss." Say you'll be incorruptible. Say you'll be incorruptible. You'll be incorruptible. Be born again, not of corruptible seed. Light shines in darkness. The darkness cannot wrap around it. Okay? So quickly, we look at the character, the distinct character of children. If we be children of light, there must be things that highlight our livelihood, how we are identified. Part of it is just one thing I've told you now. Light dispels darkness. It pushes darkness back. So talking about children, the most dominant attribute of children is that they are dependent. If you file taxes often, you see that. They will ask you how many dependents. Oh my God, you slam it. But don't die. Me now, my wife and I. Because we don't have any. Did you catch that? Children, as children of light, the most dominant, there are other attributes of children. I'll share a few with you that we close. The most dominant attribute of a child. And that's why when you don't, when there is nobody upon whom a child depends, they see it as abandonment. Can I tell you a secret? You know how the Bible says, I will neither leave you. It's not the same thing. You know, if the transaction doesn't work, I can leave the shop. Again, the person will not even feel it. They will wait for somebody else to come. Yeah, if things are not working, you can leave each other. There won't be any grief left. I won't suffer anything. It's just that you didn't buy it. But when somebody is forsaken, you know how they say somebody is looking like a forsaken child? Yeah. Yeah. Now, when you know that the good, the good for, about that boy is dependent or derived from you, and you withdraw, now that's a forsaken. Did you catch it? Yeah. Because that child will be endangered. You remember the story of Uriah, the husband of, you know what David did for him? He gave one of the soldiers, he called Joab, he called somebody from the warfare because he wanted to kill that child, kill Uriah. And he didn't want to say he killed him. You know how he enticed him to go to his house? The barn, he was so lit, he was sleeping awake. Though he was drunk, he was awake. Did you catch it? How he would make him drink, he would have party in his house, he would drink, he said, oh, go to your house and sleep. The boy would get to the gate. He was sleeping awake. So you know what David did? Give somebody a note. He said, go and give it to Joab. You know what he wrote there? He said, put Uriah in the midst of the wall. And withdraw from him. He had no backup. When he looked back, the only dagger he saw was the dagger of the enemy. You will not be set up like that. You will not be forsaken. Dominant attribute of children is they are dependent. So when you withdraw support from a child, you know that the person will be endangered. And that's why Bible says, when my mother and my father forsook me as a Christian, he will not forsake you. And that's why don't celebrate a Christian in crisis. It's you that doing that. God is not forsaken. He said, I've been young. Now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, because the righteousness you think you are looking for is not derived from him, it's derived from Christ. Give God the hand clap. God can punish. Yeah, we punish our people, we chastise them. In Hebrews chapter 12, he said, despise not the chastening of the Lord. Yeah, we can go through certain times. Maybe God is correcting that person, God is putting him on timeout, kind of. But don't join people to say, don't do that. You know what? The shepherd of his soul, who is dealing with him, when he finish, he will so slap you. You wish you'll be mute for life, because if God slap you, you know it won't be easy. But that won't happen to you in Jesus' name. I'm sharing this with you so that we can gain grace. Glory be to God. Children are dependent. So as a child of light, you must be light dependent. Look at what happens on the other side. John chapter 3 verse 19.
Children of darkness, they depend on it. You don't know. They will wait for darkness. You don't know. Why do they chase you when you're not here? They are not here. They will wait till you sleep in the night. Some people, they said they pass away peacefully. No, it's not peaceful. It's just because we didn't hear the story. So, when some people are chased, and then they fortunately, they woke up by God. Ah, thank God, it's a dream. Next time, you say, I don't want to sleep again. like Pilate's wife, he said, I suffer many things tonight in my dream. John chapter 3. See what happened on the other side. He said, this is the condemnation that comes. That light has come to the world. And men depend on it. They love it. Men love darkness rather than light because it helps their work. But that's not you and I, amen? And that's why it should not surprise you that anybody does wickedly. Because this is a dark world, amen? I share with you the default state of the earth is dark. It's darkness. That's why Jesus Christ said, ye are the light of the world. Because this place is dark. It's no surprise that anybody kick you. You know, two people are fighting. Say, you bite me, you bite me. There are no rules here. Let's give God a hand clap. Praise the Lord. The children of darkness depend on it. They do it in a way that it won't be traced to them. Like our sister shared with us, they will go and say something, do something, all kind of stuff behind her. They will be the first person to come out. They didn't come to greet her. They came to check how distressed she is. Except that the light is beaming. They will see you shining every time. They will see you shining every time. God will disappoint them. God will disappoint them. In the name of Jesus. They thought to lay you to rest. But you will put them to rest. Are you here? They thought they would lay you to rest. But in the name of Jesus, you will put them to rest. They won't be able to talk again. Praise the Lord. See what the Bible says in Psalm 52, verse 2 and 3. I'm sharing this with you so that you can see the corollary of these things we are talking about. Those who depend on light, you must know that that's where your life is. Because people in darkness, they thrive there. When they come to light, they are ashamed. See what it says here. It says, their tongue deviseth mischiefs like a sharp razor, walking deceitfully. They loveth evil more than good, and lying rather than speak righteousness. Now, and they do that in the dark. I've shared with you, this sunlight is not, this light is just daylight. Okay? It's not the light of life. You see this one? It's not the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12, my sister. Jesus Christ said there, he said, I am the light of the world. If anyone follow me, he will have what? Or shall have what? So there is the light. If this is the only light you depend on, how do you cope in the night when he withdraws his light? What we saw in Isaiah chapter 60 from verse 23, he said, the sun shall no longer be a light to you, nor the moon, but the Lord, verse 23, he said, but the Lord shall be thy everlasting light. Do we have that? Verse 23. Isaiah chapter 60, from verse 23. Oh, look at 19 there. That 19. Praise the Lord. Did you see that? This is that. You see this one? You can't depend on it. If this is all the light you know, you should have come to Lighthouse since. Hallelujah. You've got the hand clap.
The sun shall no more be thy light. This one is not the light of life. It's not the light of life. Go and read Genesis chapter 1. We shared this before. In verse 3, God said, let there be light. In verse 14, he said, let there be lights. In verse 3, it was one light. Then you came to verse 4. In verse 14, he said, let there be lights. This is the one he was talking about. That other light, we didn't trace that one again. Because where man fell, plunged man into darkness. Neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee, but the Lord shall be unto thee a perpetual light. That's why I ask you, if this is all the light you know, how do you cope with the night? Because he will withdraw his light, but the Lord will be shining. That's why we are here, my people. Glory be to God. Because we are children of day. That's what the scripture says. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We just read verse 5. We go to verse 6 now. In fact, let's start from verse 5 to 6. If we can put that together. Glory be. In fact, let's start from verse 4. If you don't mind, man. Let's start from verse 4. He said, but ye are not. You see that? He said, but ye children are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you as the thief. Ye are children of light and the children of day. It doesn't go, there is no night in our kingdom. Because the Lord is the perpetual light that is there. Praise the Lord. He said, ye are the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night. That word of is to derive from it. We are not derived from light. We are derived from day. And that's why if you are light, darkness should flee from you. You get what I'm saying? When they see you come to the office. Mommy, I was sharing the video recently. You know, let's just take for purpose of illustration. They are having witches enrollment. And they ask you, you want to sleep all night. And they are not looking for people who sleep. They are looking for people who fly all night. And they say, oh, no, we can't enroll you. Which is, you know where everybody had been in your office before they come? And then you say you can't come to VG because you are going to work the next day. I beg your pardon. Once a month. And these people fly every day. And every night. My people. Bible says when men slept, the enemy came. So somebody was awake. Unfortunately, who was awake? But nobody will find you. Lighthouse. He said, we hear the, you know, No. You will not work for Satan. You work for God. And that God understands that you say, well, thank God for your life. In their kingdom, they don't talk like that. In their kingdom, they don't understand. Bible says the tender mercy of the wicked is cruel. Let's go on. He said, ye are the children of the light, of light and the children of day. We are not of night, nor of darkness. Therefore, that's why we sleep awake. We don't sleep like others do. Because it's in the Bible. You think we don't do that here. There is a basis for every word that God puts in our mouth. So when we say we sleep awake, you are not funny. You are not mad. You are not crazy. He said, therefore, let us not sleep as do others. Let us watch and be sober. Let's go on. For they that sleep, they sleep at night. So we that don't sleep, we sleep awake.
God bless you.
Give God the hand clap. In our own kingdom, we don't sleep like they do. We sleep awake. Let's stand up on our feet. Lastly, children are very trusting. My God. Children are very what? Trusting. You know how many things we told our children when they were young? And they didn't doubt us until they grew up. This is really funny. When the boys were very young, they trusted me with their head cut.
They trusted me. I just said, hey, come, let's go. And they trusted me. Anything I put there, they wear it so proudly. You know that my coat of many colors that my mama made for me. I wear it so proudly. Then when they became adult, come, let me cut your hair. He said, give me the money. Lighthouse, children are very strong. Now, as children of light, you should trust the light that guides you. You should not disobey it. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. 1 Peter chapter 1, 13 and 14. And we'll close here. Lighthouse, trust the light. If we be children of light, the light that brought you here, you say it's not the light again. How did you get here? Hallelujah. Who kept you in the way? Who taught you the word of truth? Who taught you the whole of word? That's what we're sharing at the workers' video this morning. They followed the light until they encounter Herod. And there was a big damage. He said, wherefore guide up the loins of your heart. Be sober and hope to the end. Say hope to the end. Yeah. Hope is not just starting. You have to hope to the end. You must trust that light by which you are led. Hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient, trusting. When I say the boys, let's go, I need to cut your hair. In fact, the other one will be waiting for his turn until everything turns. Glory be to God. As obedient children, we'll continue from there. As trusting children, you must trust the light. Let's lift up hands to God. Jesus, I hold on to you through the day and night time too. Miracles you always do. When I hold on to you, Jesus, I hold on to you through the day and night time too. Miracles you always do. When I hold on to you, lift up your hand. Say, Lord, I will lean on the light by which I'm led. I will lean on you, Lord. I will lean on you. 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 I'm a product of light. That's how I got here. That's how we give our lives to Christ. Receive grace this morning. That light will bring you to the safe place. Those wise men, they abandoned the light. But when they came back and they don't know how to go, because the person they went to meet said, okay, go and look for him. He didn't help them. Except that it damaged things more. You can't find help outside the light by which you are led. Father, Lord, I pray for every one of us. Are we in any confused situation at this point? Father, terminate that confusion. Let that light appear again, oh God, in our spirit, in our soul. The life by which we are derived, by which we are formed. Let that light show up again tonight, oh God. Let it warm our spirit. Let it warm our heart. And bring you to the place where the King has prepared to meet us. They will find you with the King. I said they will find you with the King. I said they will find you with the King. They will find you. The King of Kings. That's what I'm talking about. Because where is he that is born? King of the Jews. That's to whom they are brought. You will not be brought to that will kill your dreams. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Please stretch your hands towards me and pray for me also. That I will not go to Herod. I will rely on that light by which we were drawn. Not looking here and there.